Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Producer Chris Larson. Todd Mitchell is off today.
On assignment, is that what?
On assignment, exactly
on
right.
Assignment.
But he and I are going to be into.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't. Oh, yeah. Here he is. I didn't see him on the live stream, and I didn't see him on the show sheet. But he is here on the show sheet. You're on assignment for what's on your mind, as per usual. Well, fantastic. Good news.
Yeah, my camera's not working for some reason, so I'm rebooting and everything.
And you can watch the show on our social media and websites if you prefer. And we love it when you do. You see my Arizona State get up today, and Kev's going with a little flannel, and we can't see Todd.
Will you see my hat?
He's got a wet Let's Go Brandon hat. Is that not the best or what?
The epitome of faces for radio, my friend.
I love it. I understand they chanted a little Let's Go Brandon at yesterday's rally at the state capitol.
They did.
Which I want to talk a little bit about today on the program. So, the best of North Dakota was at the state capitol yesterday. The best. Real people, for lack of a better term, we're all real people, but I'm saying people that don't walk those halls normally, that don't go to the Capitol to advocate for one position or another, people that are not lobbyists or associations or, you know, work in the Capitol, know how it works.
Right.
People that just get up every day, work their tails off, and want a better America. And right now are very fearful of where this is going. All right? That's the best of North Dakota. God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering North Dakotans.
Amen.
That said,
yep.
You know what? I don't like what the federal government is doing to me. And what is amazing to me is that this was hard.
Right?
It was hard to hear them
and
do something about it.
I know. Exactly.
Because it took that crowd to be there and say, do you hear us? And the crowd before that took, to their credit, Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader, Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, and a host of folks that said, we need to do something. And they're doing something. They ignored, I don't know how many different associations signed that letter, but I would venture to say they represent probably 70% of the workforce in North Dakota. So in other words, the lobbyists that go to Bismarck and advocate on behalf of the workforce said, don't do anything on vax mandates in the special session. You don't have enough time. You don't have enough others. There's too many bills competing here. They took the easy route. And some of them are saying, you know, we don't want any restrictions on business. I get that. That's what lobbyists advocate for. Lord knows we have plenty of things to fight from the Biden administration on restrictions and the impacts that come from them. But the idea that it's hard to say a federally imposed mandate says in order to be employed, you must inject this into your body isn't easy to fight is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right? No. No.
It's insane. And has nothing to do with being pro-vaccination or anti-vaccination or anything else. It's simple freedom 101. It's America. And people yesterday, in huge numbers, by the way, the estimates from the organizers, and those always can be a little enhanced, were 2,500 people on the lawn. There is an aerial shot.
It was a good number.
And the Forum Communications, Rick Becker, I saw his live stream. Chris Berg did one for us. Beck TV covered the whole thing. God bless him. Way to go, Beck TV. You went to their website. The whole thing was there. You could see the mob of people. And I've been on the steps of the state capitol for events. Franklin Graham was a huge one that had months of promotion in advance. The pro-life legislation, a number of sessions ago, brought out the same group of folks. And too many people in the state capitol act like they have three heads. They act like these are some kind of strange monsters. These people are here. People locking themselves in their office.
Those are your people. Go talk to them.
So the saddest thing that happened yesterday, despite the good that came out of the session, where we are actually going to have bills, and we're going to talk about that today, related to saying it is discrimination to require an employee to inject the vaccination into them. Which makes sense. Montana's done this, and we know of businesses that do business in North Dakota that have employees in North Dakota and in Montana. The Montana residents are told you are exempt. The North Dakota residents are told you need to do this because we have not acted. Which is unforgivable. We write press releases. We talk. We dither. And now we have business saying, I don't know. Don't do anything. Don't rock the boat. It's so sad.
I have two questions for you.
But one last thing I want to say about yesterday. The missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So Capitol Police, this was the number I was going to share, 2,500, the estimate of 2,500 people there comes from the organizers. Okay. I don't know if anybody counted. I don't know, whatever. And you know what? I hate that game.
I know.
I hate the game because, like, Rob Port from the Same Thing Blog, the former conservative, now COVID police, a member of the media, said there were 300 people there. I mean, that's laughable. That's when you don't want to recognize that you're on the wrong side of an issue, so you, in a very deceitful fashion, try and, you know, put in. And this is the game that gets played. So all I'm going to say is the organizers said there were 2,500 people there. I would say this. If you have a brain cell and you looked out the window from the Capitol, one brain cell remaining, you would say, holy crap, I haven't seen that many people on the Capitol in a long time. Okay? However many people are there, nobody with clickers when you're outside, but whatever, a lot of people. Here's the interesting stat, and I have this directly from Capitol Security. They cleared 1,300 people through the Capitol security.
And how many didn't go in?
Well, right. I mean, it was a two-hour event from noon to 2, which, by the way,
January 6th.
Who can be there from noon to 2 on Monday? I mean, I came home late from Arizona on Sunday night. I got a boatload of meetings today. I wanted to be there. I couldn't. Chris Berg from our team was there and did a masterful job covering the whole thing. And actually, I was asked to MC the event. And, of course, Chris, perfect one to MC it. Chris had to leave his employment. He was fired because he wouldn't be vaccinated because a corporate media entity said, we're going to require every one of our employees. Chris had a very successful television career, a long-standing media star in North Dakota, forced to literally say, I got to leave. We found a home for him here, but perfect person to MC it. His life has been impacted by this. Are we going to fight for these people? Or are we going to cower in the corner and write press releases? You got to be kidding me.
Well, yeah.
You got to be kidding me. So,
statements and more statements.
Jim Casper, a legislator from Fargo, told the crowd there's a press conference scheduled for 3 o'clock in the Great Hall, which there was. Rich Warner, Chet Pollard, the leaders, said they wanted to respond to the We the People event. Well, what a perfect place to do it. The Great Hall of the state capitol. They set up all kinds of chairs like they normally do for press conferences and events. They had a podium there. And I got an email. I received an email at 2:31 from Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader, 2:31, saying two things. We're not going to do it there. We're going to do it in the basement and in a room that's about the size of a postage stamp. And we're going to start at 2:30. 2:30! And they sent a notice at 2:31.
Uh-oh.
So all these people go in.
Yep.
Nothing happened.
Talked to Chris about that this morning.
Sat there respectfully, quietly, smiling, wondering what's going on. Know nothing about the legislative process. And nothing, nada. What a missed opportunity. What a missed opportunity for leaders. Leaders in our state.
To lead.
To go out there and say, hey, we heard you. We've got some bills on the table. Here's how it works. You know, they'll be debated in each of the chambers. They pass one, they go to the other. You know, here's what they would do. This is, you know, instead, because a few of the people in the legislature support this effort that they don't like, they can't go out with the great unwashed. It's so sad. Unbelievable.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Scotty, love your show. Hey, yesterday I saw on Newsmax a live clip of Joe Biden defending paying illegal immigrants $450,000. And Joe Biden went off script and actually kind of went livid, like he didn't know what was going on in his head. If you have not saw that, you should see it and play it for your audience. It's the true Joe Biden who is not competent to be a president. And this is an actual soundbite from him. I actually saw it. You could see him standing behind the podium, and a reporter asked him, Mr. Biden, are you planning on giving $450,000 to every illegal applicant? And he just went livid. He said, because the last administration taking away children from their parents, of course we're going to do something like this.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just a comment. If you have time to track it down, I think your audience would like it.
Yeah,
hey, love your show. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Love our audience. Best listeners on the planet Earth. I mean, just salt of the earth, standing up, you know, in a corner right now. Feel like they're, you know, flailing against just a woke insanity. And we got to be happy warriors in this, and that sounded to me like a happy warrior.
Yeah,
and
what's
just
crazy
let
too.
Them let yeah. them do what they do. I mean, oh, you got to get out of their way. It's sort of like the Napoleon thing: never interfere with a enemy when they're in the middle of destroying themselves. This is insane, folks. Their numbers are plummeting. We are winning in the court of public opinion, and the point he is making is a good one. Let me first. I got to talk about Mike Lindell, and then I want to play the actual audio he's talking about. Can we do that, Kev?
Yeah, actually, I've got two different clips. But yeah, go. Let's talk about MyPillow.
So, and was Mike Lindell not a little wind at the back yesterday?
Oh yeah,
I mean, unbelievable. The guy's canceled everywhere. Canceled everywhere. Canceled on all the shopping channels, the big box stores, and guess what? We're making up the difference, and he's returning the favor and lowering the prices. You can't beat it. Guy is crisscrossing the country, not selling pillows, blankets, sheets, talking to attorney generals. Attorney generals who ultimately are going to petition the Supreme Court related to the games that were played in the last election. And anybody, whether you think that's insane, it is what it is. Joe Biden got 81 million votes. It's Donald Trump's fault. Let it go. Or whether you believe without question the election was stolen, why wouldn't you want the question settled? Why wouldn't you want forensic audits that actually prove that one side or the other is correct? If you don't want to call the question, you're part of the problem. And Mike Lindell does not let anybody pat him on the head and go away, which is why Christmas gifts, anniversary gifts, birthday gifts, even if it's a MyPillow gift card, so they can pick out towels, slippers, sleepwear. And if you've not been there lately, you've not been there because the products are incredible. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, and FrankSpeech.com. And Mike texted me after the show yesterday to tell me Tuesday the, where's my calendar? I want to say 16th? Is Tuesday the 16th, guys? I don't have a calendar in front of me. Tuesday the 16th.
Yep. Yes.
On FrankSpeech.com. Yep, that's when his interview, week from today, will be on FrankSpeech.com.
Yep.
So any of those websites, promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. All right, back to the caller's point here. First of all, we need to tell you Peter Ducey from Fox News Channel asked the president
last week
about this insane idea that we would pay people who broke the law to get into this country $450,000 a piece, up to $1 million per family, a story the Wall Street Journal reported. Do we have that clip?
There were reports that were surfacing that your administration is planning to pay illegal immigrants who are separated from their families at the border up to $450,000 each, possibly $1 million per family. Do you think that that might incentivize more people to come over illegally?
If you guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah, but it's not true.
So this is a garbage report.
Yeah.
Garbage report, not true.
Wait a minute on that one.
Yep.
The next day, somebody put Joe back in the attic, and the press secretary, who is the backup press secretary, because the other one who called COVID a pandemic of the unvaccinated, got COVID. Because, once again, God has a sense of humor. You say, you nasty people that didn't get vaccinated, you're causing this. You're the reason for the pandemic. And, of course, we know that's not true. There is solid.
Most do.
Solid health advice that says if you choose to take the vaccine, your risk of death and or hospitalization is lower. Some people believe that. Some people, the risks are not worth it. I leave that to you. I don't play Dr. Scott. I leave it to you and think, if you run around wagging your finger at people one way or the other, you convince no one. Anyway, quite funny that the person wagging her finger on behalf of the Biden administration saying COVID-19 is a pandemic of the unvaccinated is not able to the next day say, whoa, Joe, you didn't mean that. You didn't mean that. They tried to say he was saying what's garbage is the amount, not that they're going to pay him. So like, oh, it was $400,000 per person and $900,000 per family. They literally, that's what they tried to say what he just said.
That's part of the punchline. It wasn't actually about the whole story. It was just about how much. That was the garbage part.
And he got asked again about it, and here's where he snapped. That's what the caller was talking about.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child... You lost your child. It's gone. You deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance. What that will be, I have no idea. I have no idea.
So, Joe Biden just absolutely 100% contradicted himself.
Absolutely. Within a week.
Calls it garbage one day, a couple days later. Hey, Trump's fault. Let's pay these people. Might we want to consider an alternative idea here, fellas?
Are we going to start paying angel moms and, you know, gold star families as well?
How about telling people don't come into the country illegally rather than throwing the welcome wagon out?
Yeah, that's crazy talk, Scott Hennin. Crazy talk.
Clint, well, where are we going to get our voters from then if we don't?
Todd, don't expose their real agenda here. Todd's got a Let's Go Brandon hat on today. He's very offensive. Very offensive to people who call Donald Trump Orange Man and, you know, every other horrible. Clint and Bismarck. What's up, Clint?
Hey, I just wanted to thank our so-called state leaders for wasting a good portion of my day yesterday. I was disrespected when I stood for about an hour and a half up in the Memorial Hall and... If there anybody that was in that building yesterday, any elected official, if you want my vote, you're going to have to prove to me you weren't there yesterday, because if somebody couldn't come up and address that crowd, we were a very respectful crowd, and nobody wanted to acknowledge we were leaving alive. Shame on Pollard and shame on Wardner. They need to go along with a bunch of other people in that building.
One thing I'll say about Chet and Rich, the bill is coming forward. They're doing what the governor wouldn't do and what business didn't want them to do. So let's remember that. But I agree with you.
Joe Biden's approval numbers are at record lows. Biden is confused, rambling, and incoherent. And now Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax TV asking, who's really in charge in Washington? Tonight, 7 p.m., Stinchfield reveals the truth about Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the secret cast of characters behind Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Stinchfield says you need to worry. Millions watching Stinchfield right now exclusively on Newsmax, one of the top cable news networks in the nation. Watch Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Eric Bolling, Mike Huckabee, Rob Schmidt, Lindsey Keith, and Sean Spicer for the real news. And Newsmax is your trusted source for news. Find them on RTC 236, Dactyl 338, NDTC, NCC, Consolidated Cable Vision, DirecTV, Dish, Fubo, and more. Just check your cable guide. But remember, Midco still won't carry Newsmax. Come on, Midco.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. officials have arrived on Bosnia-Herzegovina soil trying to defuse a conflict in country. Gabriel Escobar, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Western Balkans, arrived Sunday for a two-day visit. Apparently it all stems around a law that was passed in July banning denial of the 1995 Serb genocide. For many in country, that action is a call for war. School districts around the United States are reportedly mishandling emergency relief funds from Congress. According to reports on Sunday, schools across the country lacked oversight in the distribution of the funds, leading to new nature centers and turf sports fields instead of technology and mental health services. Congress approved just over $190 billion in aid to go to school districts in need, but many schools reportedly avoided detailing requirements. Monday Night Football saw the Steelers squeak by the Bears 29-27. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
For those who served our country,
E&G Lending on K-Fart.
The University of Mary invites all current or former military and veterans to a chapel service and complimentary lunch on Veterans Day, Thursday, November 11th. University of Mary has deep appreciation for those who served our country. So I'll say this again. If you're current or former military, veteran, please attend a chapel service and a lunch at Veterans Day, Thursday, November 11th. Army National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Chaplain John Weimer will lead the chapel service at 11 in Founders Hall on the campus. The event is open to the public. Lunch afterward in the beautiful Crow's Nest campus restaurant, free of charge for all current or former military and veterans. Please join and help honor those who serve University of Mary. Glad they're doing that. And, of course, Todd and I will be all morning long kicking off the annual salute to veterans at the Elks Club. And yesterday there were 100 tickets left for veterans, active duty military, first responders, law enforcement at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. Don't know how. Give us an update on the numbers. How many are left? So, yeah. Look forward to that as well. All right. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590. Texter says, our legislative leaders are only interested in controversial stands when it involves breaking their own rules to expel a duly elected Bastiat. Otherwise, they're just there to suck off the public. Spelled T-E-A-T. What do you think they're getting at there? I don't know.
Teat. As in a cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not agree. I do not agree with the idea that the legislative leaders are not. Because again, I have to give credit to Chet Pollard and Rich Wardner, who stood strong all along, by the way, against the lobbyists. Have you seen the list? Did I read the list yesterday? Greater North Dakota Chamber, GNDC. You know, Chambers, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Bismarck, a whole host of folks, and a good number of them, by the way. I'm hearing from their members and even board members who say, I had no knowledge of this. So I don't know who organized it, who did it. There are all kinds of rumors about whom in the Capitol asked for it, but the point is it was rejected. It was rejected because Chet Pollard and Rich Wardner said, let's respect the process and allow people to put bills forward. This is complicated, but what they do is they have a delayed bills review committee. So they're saying, all right, let's look at all of these. Okay, they do that in the House and the Senate. And then they have a technical corrections committee that looks at the bills and decides what goes where. And that's joint. They do that House and Senate together. But the bottom line is two bills related to the vaccine mandate, several on CRT. There's a whole host of them here. One on the legacy bill are going to be voted on. That is not what the vast majority of lobbyists and associations wanted. It's not what the governor's office wanted. And it's happening anyway. So I don't subscribe to the idea that a horrific federal mandate that we all agree, and all of these leaders I've just mentioned agree, they write press releases about it, they opine against it, these associations lament it. We all hate it. The pain is coming from the federal government. We're left now for the states to erect a firewall and businesses fighting in court to erect a firewall or attorneys general on behalf of states. The state of North Dakota is fighting on this front. The state of North Dakota was part of a lawsuit that the is it Fifth Circuit in Louisiana? A court down there said, whoa, hold up. Got some real issues here constitutionally on this. Now, that might be short-lived. By the way, I am aware of two North Dakota businesses with 100 or more employees that will be going to federal court today, for a more well-thought-out, I would say, a lawsuit in that the lawsuit that won Louisiana was sort of going for a short-term win.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to go right away to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is a very friendly court. I think all but one judge is either Trump or Bush appointee. It's the one Ralph Erickson is on, former North Dakota federal judge. So this court has a great history of being reasonable. It's not like the crazy Ninth Circuit or some of these others. It's going to get today an appeal on behalf of two North Dakota businesses. You know what? God bless those businesses. Because I could name a lot of businesses who say, I don't know, some of our customers, they think this, I'm so sure. A lot of careful out there. Folks, this is not the time for careful. Careful will get you in the poorhouse. Careful will get you Venezuela. Full-throated Marxism, socialism is what, that's what they seek. And the beautiful thing about yesterday, and people pouring out on the lawn of the state capitol on a Monday at lunchtime.
I know. That's great.
You can't make it up, is that these people are saying enough, enough, enough already. Don't do this.
We're all saying enough. They said it last Tuesday at the voter booth.
Some of us are saying enough.
Most of us.
Some of us who claim to represent those of us that are saying enough, just go along. It's too cumbersome. And, I don't like any direction for business because you don't know what's going to, that affects us too. And, we don't like this. And Montana got this right. Their governor did an executive order in the early days of this madness. And Montana employees at this very moment are not subjected to any of these rules. Our governor elected not to do that. South Dakota's governor elected not to do that. Later joined some other efforts against this, but North Dakota's not. So it's up to the legislature. And Chet Pollard and Rich Warner are supporting this effort. We'll watch their votes. We'll pay attention. But I strongly encourage you folks to get involved in this process. And by the way, bellyaching is for losers. They don't do this, they don't do that. Just get in the game. Tell them what you want. If you were not at that rally yesterday, there's other ways you can make a difference. These bills are being debated. What have you done to tell your legislator what you want related to the federal mandates on the vaccine, the CRT, to joining the defense of innocent life that Texas and Mississippi have taken up and will go to the Supreme Court? What have you done? If you're wallowing in pity and talking about how horrible it is, you're accomplishing nothing. You're in an echo chamber. Get in the game. Freedom is not free. It comes at a cost. And you will make a big difference. Those people yesterday made a big difference. There will be a bill. My prediction, there will be a bill saying, not North Dakota. No way, no how. Then you have that track, and you have the legal track. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. A few of my thoughts, I welcome yours. Texter says, what about Charlie Kirk trashing our senators for voting for Biden's trillion-dollar spending plan? He was not a happy man, and he has a large podium. John from Carrington. I've talked about this before, and Charlie and I talk about a lot this weekend. We're going back and forth on it all weekend long. Here's my quick take. I believe our two senators did what they did with an acknowledgement that we have a very poor hand right now. We don't have the presidency. Kevin's shaking his head, so feel free to weigh in on this. Let me finish, and I want your take. We have a very poor hand. We don't have the pen. We don't have the pen. We don't have the House. It's Nancy Pelosi. We don't have the Senate. It's Chuck Schumer. We don't even have a majority of the federal courts. And the Supreme Court is a prime example with Trump judges. So we have a poor hand. Democrats can pass anything they want, just like they did in Obamacare, without one of our votes. And they're drunk with power, and they're doing this.
So why help them?
So just let me finish.
Okay.
What the Senate did, what was that, 90 days ago? When did they pass that? It was a long time ago. It's been languishing in the House. I want to say it's 90 days ago. So at the time they did it, they said, look, we can get in the room and take a lot of what Trump proposed. Now, don't forget, Donald Trump proposed double. He proposed a $3 trillion infrastructure plan. And the reason they decided to wait before they tried to pass that and took on the repeal of Obamacare first, you may remember this, but it was very early in the Trump administration, Paul Ryan convinced Donald Trump to do Obamacare first for the following reason. They didn't want to put $3 trillion in infrastructure through without having the money to pay for it. And the money to pay for it was going to become from a repeal of Obamacare. You follow me? So they did Obamacare first to pay for it. Guess what happened? John McCain gave Donald Trump the big middle finger. That fell apart. Now they don't have the money. So Donald Trump wanted $3 trillion in infrastructure. And he was right. We needed it. Right? Now,
his infrastructure and their infrastructure are totally different.
Partially true. Partially true. But let me go through the numbers here for you. And this has been, I dare say, horrible reporting. Horrible reporting by lazy fake news media, of which there are way too many of. So we have currently passed in the Senate a $1 trillion bill. Of that $1 trillion bill, $550 billion is new spending over the next 5 years. For instance, in North Dakota, a doubling of infrastructure spending for the next 5 years. That's a big dang deal. Okay, that's jobs. And is invested in things like, are you ready? $413 billion of this bill. So darn near half of the bill is road, bridge, and highway projects. Do you know that? Nobody knows that because it's not reported on. They say it's 10% infrastructure. That's a bald-faced lie. $66 billion is passenger and freight rail. Hey, we have a supply crisis right now. $65 billion is broadband. Some people say that's not infrastructure, but you know what? In rural North Dakota, rural Minnesota, South Dakota, it is. You don't have broadband, you can't do commerce. $47 billion is cybersecurity and flood and drought mitigation. Again, big things in North Dakota. $18 billion is carbon capture, which North Dakota is uniquely positioned to do. So, I didn't do the math on that, but it's well over a half of the $1 trillion bill. So, that was strategy on the Senate. We'll talk strategy in the House in just a minute.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities. Great employees. and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
PetroServ USA, low-price fuel, great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans for $6. Salted Nut Bowls, two for $1. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28-pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Link's Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for $1. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServ USA all month long.
There's hot tubs and there's hot spring spas. They're the same thing, but they're not. Vince, hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell me what's different about hot springs.
The absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things that determine whether you use your hot tub a lot or not at all. And we want you to use it because we know when you do, you're better.
Hot spring spa is hassle-free. That's what I'd say about it. I have one. You should too. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Online at hot spring spas and pool tables too.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Getting hungry. I think I'm going to have a little lasagna today. Home cook and grab and go convenience waiting for you. PetroServ USA locations. If you're traveling 94 today, I'd hop off exit 292 and head north because a meatball, hot beef sandwich rather, waits for you. Chicken pot pie. You got to travel 29 to get the meatball dinner. Harwood exit. Tater tot hot dish on NP Avenue. How about this in Glendon today? Cream of potato soup with bacon. Are you kidding me?
Bacon. That works. That works.
Or you can go to West Main Avenue, West Fargo, right by the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Meatloaf today. Can come there from 94 or 29. Okay, so I'm going to finish this diatribe here. And again, I'm not telling you I'm right, you're wrong. I'm trying to explain the thinking behind the Senate, number one. And the Senate Republicans said, 90 days ago, before Afghanistan, it might have been even longer than 90 days. Was it June? I can't remember, but it's been languishing a long time. I think I saw 96 days. But pre-Afghanistan,
pre the continuing plummet of the polls, the energy stuff, the supply side stuff, everything's gotten worse since they did what they did, okay? And most recently, obviously, at Virginia. So I believe what Kevin Cramer and John Hovind did, along with 11 other GOP senators, is they said, they got in a room, and they said, they don't need us. So we're going to get things for North Dakota. And when I say get things, I'm not talking about pork and goodies. I'm talking about roads and bridges, everything I just read to you, okay? And we're going to take a lot of the stuff Donald Trump did, which, by the way, included permit reforms. Do you know before Donald Trump was president, the average federal project took 10 years? You fund it, it's paid for, you light it up, it takes 10 flipping years, people. Is that not insane? Donald Trump came on and said, this is ridiculous. Let's move it to 2. Put through all kinds of reforms on it, and Biden undid it in day one with an executive order. So this put it back in. Democrats had to go along with that. But the most important part was the political cover it provided Democrats to not have to vote for Build Back Better. So the Senate doing what they did when they did it, in my mind, makes sense. And you got to get the facts of what's in it before you judge it. I will also say this. It is paid for. Don't laugh at that until you understand how this works. The Highway Trust Fund is money that is put aside from your gas tax to spend on roads and bridges. They've not been able to agree in a god-awful place called Washington, D.C. on a Highway Trust Fund bill, so they're just sitting there. It's not higher taxes. It's money we've already paid from the people that drive the roads. Okay, number one. Number two, all kinds of COVID money unspent. Waste. Sitting in a pot waiting to be wasted. They said, no, we're not going to waste it. We're going to put it into an infrastructure bill. Okay? That was their thinking. We're going to get Democrats to stop the really bad one that they don't need us for. All right. Now fast forward to this weekend. House Republicans. Very different time. And I'm going to talk to Kelly Armstrong about this next hour. 13 Republicans joined the Democrats. The timing of which they joined them is the worst part, because guess what? Democrats didn't have the votes to pass that bill. It would have been better to kill the infrastructure bill that I've just told you is a good bill now, in my view, because I don't think Biden's going to get either of them through at this point in time. But when the Senate did what they did, that wasn't the case. And they probably would have done it by now. So it's a chess match. It's not easy to follow, but I encourage you just to think a little bit about that. Ryan and Minot, let's get you in here with your take, and Kevin wants his take here, too. I forget what you were in the middle there, Kev. You were trying to get in. But let's get Ryan in here. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah. I mean, I understand your point about, you know, it's a different time and all this stuff. But I was so frustrated when I heard that both of our senators voted for this. And to this day, I mean, I was so angry about it, I even considered trying to run against Hovind. But I'm a truck driver. I don't know anything about politics and how everything works in D.C., to your point about it's paid for, the CBO already came out and said that it's going to increase like some $200 billion or something like this over 5 years.
Well, let me just give you the point on that. My understanding of the Congressional Budget Office is if something is already authorized and sitting in an account, they can't count that because it's money that's already over there that they're repurposing. They can't count it. But essentially what they're doing by moving money from waste into actual roads and bridges means that it comes off of that ledger. That's why that discrepancy from the CBO.
A lot of this bill is going to be going to New York, and I just find it outrageous. Like, if we keep having senators that are going to go, well, we're going to lose anyway, so we'll just vote for it, then what's the point of them being there to represent us in North Dakota?
I don't think that's what they were saying, though, Ryan.
To represent their own state.
I don't think they're saying that. In fact, I believe if you had John Hovind on the phone with us right now and Kevin Cramer, they'd say the reason they voted for it is because of how good it is for North Dakota. It doubles infrastructure spending for 5 years. Walsh County has the highest per capita bridges.
They don't have the money.
Well, I agree with you there, and that's why Build Back Broke is insane. And that's why using Highway Trust Fund dollars, and by the way, one of the things you should know related to your comment about New York, the funding formula is very important when it comes to infrastructure dollars. Because if the blue states can rig the system so they get a higher percentage based on how many people are there, not how many miles of highway they have, we lose. That's another thing that these Republican senators were able to get.
And that's why they're doing infrastructure now as opposed to when Trump wanted to spend $3 trillion on probably more at accurate.
Well, again, for those of us that think it's a lot of money, Trump was going to spend $3
trillion. Yeah.
He was going to spend $3 trillion and it wasn't paid for. So we got to remember that. It's chess. More coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.